stay so close beside me all the way. He prepares a home for me, and someday your face I'll see.
You know, one of my hopes is that as I'm discussing this, anyone who has been teaching the people of God that the saints of God are gods will be humbling themselves enough that they'll be allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to their hearts and their minds and reveal the truth about this doctrine as I'm sharing it, so that if indeed you truly love the Lord Jesus, and remember, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. To the extent that you truly love Jesus, you will love truth. And so I'm hoping that as you hear me talking about this, you will allow your hearts to be stirred to hear truth and embrace truth, embrace the truth about this false doctrine, the fact that we are not gods. And correct yourselves. Just be honest with the people you've ever taught this to and just tell them honestly, you know, this is what I used to teach and I was wrong. We are not gods. Set the record straight in the sight of God, who from heaven sees everything that's going on here. Hears everything being taught, everything being preached. And so I'm not only hoping that the people who have been taught are being strengthened to stand against this false doctrine, but those of you who have been teaching and preaching the false doctrine will change. Back to Romans chapter 13. Midway through the verse. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right and he will commend you. Verse 4. For he is God's servant to do you good. He is God's servant. And that is another good way to look at this. This takes the confusion out of it. We've heard the term gods. You are gods. I have said you are gods. We have heard in the same passage, rulers. You are rulers. We're now hearing in Romans 13, you are, that they are rulers. And we heard just before the word rulers, the phrase governing authorities. And now in verse 4, he is God's servant to do you good. God's servant, servants of God, ministers of God, representatives of God, given just this special task, the special responsibility of hearing cases and ruling on them. He is God's servant to do you good, but if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. In other words, he has been given authority to punish the rebellious. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. This is why you pay your taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. That's who these people were in Psalm 82. They weren't people who had stations in life that placed them a little above the angels. They were not equivalent to angels in authority. These were simply human beings who had a specific role. Some people are policemen. Some people are school principals. Some people are teachers in the classroom. Some people are factory workers. Some people are clothing designers. Some people are judges. They were literally referring to a vocation. And that's literally what this was about. They were referring to a vocation that only a small percentage of people actually fulfilled. Not everyone is a judge. Not everyone is a school teacher. Not everyone is a principal. Not everyone is a policeman. Not everyone is a marshal. Not everyone is a clothing designer. Not everyone is a judge with governing authority or a politician with governing authority. The vast majority of the people in America are not politicians or judges. The vast majority of Christians in America are not judges or politicians. And remember now, we're not just talking about America. We're not just talking about Israel. We're talking about the whole earth. That's why the earth was referenced in Psalm 82. The governing authorities all around the world being referenced in Romans chapter 13. I want to share some more information with you now from J.P. Lang again in a commentary on the Holy Scriptures, the Psalms, where he really shares some very, very in-depth and insightful information about this whole issue of gods, judges, rulers, and these people ruling in God's behalf. When I come back, let me share this with you. And again, as I mentioned before, the last time we came together to discuss this topic, I definitely want to read some of this information that I've been reading and will continue to read, simply so that you'll know that this is not just my opinion about this matter. This is fact. I'll be right back.